At this time of year, lots of people are out walking and biking on Maine's roads. That means there are more interactions between what are called vulnerable users and cars. Already this year, there have been 7 pedestrian fatalities and 1 bike fatality. To make things a little safer, the Bike Coalition of Maine has teamed up with police departments to boost enforcement of traffic laws. Patty White has our story.
For more than a decade, Lori Boxer Mackenberg has traveled to her job in downtown Portland by bike.
All right, here we go on my commute.
It's a 3-mile trip that starts on a quiet residential street and quickly moves to busy roads. Mackenberg says she loves to bike because it kicks her senses into high gear. That heightened awareness is also a necessity to stay safe. Barely 2 minutes into her ride, she spots a car that cuts in front of a bicyclist riding ahead of her.
There was what we would call an improper right turn in front of a bicyclist. That car should have waited until the bicyclist passed to make its right-hand turn.
As Mackenberg continues, she sometimes moves from the far right side of the road into the center to avoid potholes and other obstacles like parked cars.
Otherwise, I'd be weaving in and out of traffic, which is more dangerous for everyone.
This kind of move sometimes elicits annoyed yells from motorists, but it is allowed under the law when it's the safest option. Mackenberg is well-versed in the rules of the road, not only as a bike commuter, but in her job as an attorney.
My office is a little messy, but...
She represents bicyclists and pedestrians in personal injury cases. Sometimes, her work makes her think twice about her choice in travel.
There have been some very horrific crashes that are 100% the fault of the motor vehicle. Now, there are others where there's some, you know, comparative negligence on the part of the bicyclist. But when I see those cases where the bicyclist was following the rules of the road, you know, well lit, well, very visible, doing everything that one could possibly do, and then is still hit, that is when I say, huh.
There's a need, says Mackenberg, for both bicyclists and motorists to have a better understanding of traffic laws. And some of the best people to help with that, she says, are the people who enforce those laws.
Hi, my name's Officer Peter Corbett.
Corbett works for the South Portland Police Department. He's getting ready for his patrol during the weekday morning commute.
Looking for distracted drivers, texting, and that type of stuff. I'm also watching out for cyclists, making sure they're obeying the traffic laws.
South Portland is one of about a half a dozen police departments in Cumberland County that have partnered with the Bicycle Coalition of Maine. The group recently issued a one-sheet reference guide to every police and sheriff's department in the state that outlines motorist and bicycle laws. The goal is to make enforcing these laws easier and ultimately increase safety.
Because there's so many laws, criminal laws, motor vehicle laws, and that you do want to have those cheat sheets where you can easily look it up.
Last year in Maine, nearly 200 cyclists were in crashes involving motor vehicles. Pedestrians were involved in nearly 300 crashes, including 19 deaths. That's the highest number of pedestrian fatalities in about 2 decades. So far, this year's numbers are at a similar pace. The Bicycle Coalition of Maine's Jim Tassi says a lot of the coalition's education efforts around safety take place in school classrooms. To reach a broader audience, it made sense to partner with law enforcement.
They are able to provide instantaneous educational, interventions, and they can put some teeth behind those educational interventions.
Tassi says some of the most common and dangerous mistakes bicyclists make are running stop signs and stoplights and riding against traffic. The most common mistakes drivers make, he says, is going too fast or not being patient.
But, you know, the behavior of motorists, that's the thing that can really make the difference between life and death on the road.
At a stoplight, Officer Corbett spots a female driver texting in her car.
And a lot of people don't understand that they can't even do it at a stoplight. And a common explanation to give them is, if you're driving under the influence, you're still under the influence at a traffic light.
Corbett pulls her over. He gives the woman a warning instead of a ticket that would have set her back about $300.
I mean, we could probably write a ticket on every contact, but I don't think that's necessarily our purpose always.
Most of it is teaching people, he says. But no matter how well you know traffic laws or not, Corbett says the most important thing to do as a pedestrian, cyclist, or driver is to simply pay attention. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.